Welcome back to the pod. This is Harrison, your host of Fishboat, episode 19. Let's get it. They call me Little Riddle, I'm playing on the fiddle, I don't know how to riddle, But I like to be on this podcast because I love my friends,
Go, Coleman. Fisher, Jake, and Sam are gone, but the podcast must go on. It's at the crack of dawn. Come on.
Go, Ryan, go.
Welcome back to Fishboat. We are not wearing coats.
Nope.
Our podcast is the GOAT. Our views about to blow.
Welcome back, fam. I'm here with Coleman and Ryan. Say what's up, guys.
What's up?
This is Fishboat episode 19. We're missing a lot of our usual hosts, but that does not mean this podcast won't be the best.
Let's talk about that. You know, where is our main host, Fisher Boatcut?
It's in the name. Fishboat. Fishboat Podcast. Where is he?
He is off skiing, unfortunately.
Yeah. Hopefully he doesn't die. Last time I went skiing, I got a concussion.
Oh, really?
Let's hope that he doesn't get that. Podcast needs our leader.
We'd have to change the name.
Yep.
We would not want to do
that. And where's Jake right now? Let's ask where Jake is.
Do we know where Jake is? I think we should give Jake a call.
Let's give Jake a call to see. In the meantime, Sam.
Sam's out in Florida. He's wearing his bikinis. He's toasting it up.
He's going to come back looking tan.
He is shredded as it is. So a tan shredded man in Utah.
Yes, that would be
every person's best nightmare.
All right, we're going to give
Jake a call. Hopefully he answers and lets us know where he's at.
We're going to be doing a lot of this on this podcast.
He's at a hockey game, so hopefully he will answer.
Yeah, hopefully. It's pretty loud at those hockey games.
That's true. Can be loud. But I have faith that he will pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Faith in the boys.
He is a region champ, after all, so I don't know if he will be able to answer the call.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Oh, man, it doesn't...
Oh, he's too good for us!
It
doesn't look like...
Come on, Jake. Right.
Well, we don't know where Jake is. Hopefully he'll have fun at the hockey game.
Yeah, wherever he might be.
We'll be fine without him. So let's get on to our first section of this podcast.
The news.
The news!
This
just in. And we're back with the news. Fishboat news! Ready? Fishboat news. All right, for our first section today, there's a man battling his town over whether potbelly pig is a livestock or emotional support animal.
Pig.
He says, and I quote, "I think she can kind of hone in on you when you're feeling bad because she'll want to come in." Oh, I said that wrong. "I think she'll kind of hone in on you when you're feeling bad because she'll want to come in and snuggle with you."
This is a pig we're talking about?
Yeah, potbelly pig. So this is an especially large pig. They kind of look like warthogs.
That is true. But is it, here's our question, is a pig more emotionally supportive, or is bacon more emotionally supportive?
That's a phenomenal question.
Well, this map says a 110-pound pig is family. Apparently, the emotional support animal who helped him through a divorce and the death of his mother. I do know that pigs are extremely intelligent animals, just as smart, if not smarter than dogs. But they taste a whole lot better than dogs.
They do.
Well, he makes a good point.
Allegedly. We don't know what they taste like, I think.
If you've got a pig or a sheep or an emu or another special animal in your life, that is very special to you, and we won't take that away from you.
That's true.
His town's trying to take it away from him, and I think that's what's important in this conversation right now.
I think the problem is discrimination. We shouldn't discriminate pets from other things. Why is a dog more important than a pig?
Yeah.
You know?
I know plenty of people that have pigs on their farm, so why is it so wrong that this guy has a pig in his house?
Exactly.
It's a phenomenal question. I mean, people train pigs. You go to the fair and you see them smacking the pigs around. This is true.
Yeah.
Coleman, as one who owns a lot of livestock, how do you feel about this situation?
You know, I've always really connected with animals. Never a pig. I've never known a pig, but I like how pigs taste. And
yeah,
if someone would rather enjoy the reap the benefits of owning a pig in a different way that's not eating it, then you go right ahead.
Go ahead.
We're not going to stop you.
Okay. So for the next article is bat falcon spotted in the United States for the first time.
A bat falcon.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said that it was spotted in Texas, and it's the first member of its species in the entire United States.
Yeah. So is this located in other parts of the world? I've never heard of the bat falcon.
Apparently, yes. Yeah.
So is it a bat and a falcon mixed, or is it like a falcon that's shaped like a bat, or is it a bat that's shaped like a falcon?
So from what I've been led to believe, I have no idea. I think it might be a mix, you know?
I would assume it's a mix, but how do you find them mating? I thought that bats were primarily, I didn't think bats laid eggs, and I think falcons lay eggs. So that's a curious thing.
That is a good question.
If any of you listeners know what a bat falcon is or would like to explain it to us, please DM us on our Instagram Fishboat Podcast. Once we get to 1,000 followers, I will waterboard myself for an hour.
Okay.
And then on to our next story with our new host for the show, Coleman.
This is fascinating. A doghouse hit by a meteorite expected to fetch over $200,000 at an auction.
Wow.
Would you invest if you had that kind of money?
Is the dog included?
I don't believe so.
Oh. No.
It's like not even nice looking either. It's made out of like metal and it's just old and
odd,
like a barn.
Yeah, so what's the point of that? Because I know you can get pieces of meteorites for about, I wouldn't say 200,000.
That is a phenomenal.
Maybe it was a very large piece of meteorite, because the bigger it is, the more it tends to be.
Or is it like a folk story in the town? Like this, like it's a very important piece of this town, so maybe it's going for more.
Well, let's see.
I don't know, because that's worth more than a couple of houses you could get nowadays. 200,000?
Yeah.
200.
It says in April of 2019, it was struck by a meteorite. And let's see. The occupant of the house, a German shepherd named Rocky, wasn't injured during the accident.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, thank goodness.
That's all we care about.
Yeah.
Yes. The dog is okay.
We love our animals here at Fishboat Podcast just as much as we love you guys.
Yep. Yes. We care for fish and other animals as well.
All right. Well, that's the news for this week. I hope you enjoyed. And this was Fishboat News. News of the week.
Days of the week.
Welcome back, everybody. It's days of the week time on Fishboat Podcast. All right. So, Ryan will get you started for today's day of the week.
Yep. So, the first event on this February 19th, Saturday, is National Arabian Horse Day.
What? Those Arabian horses.
You know.
What makes a horse different in Arabia?
That is a good question.
Are they just faster on sand?
No, they're probably just the name. Probably nothing different.
It's just through the breeding process. It's like they were bred to be
Arabian,
more slender limbed, faster.
Like that. So it's like a Mustang and a Bronco, and it's like the difference of the horses.
Yeah,
must be. I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we've got holidays for Monday. It is
President's Day.
Yeah, National Sticky Bun Day. And family day.
That's the real reason we have school off that day. Spend time with your families.
Eating sticky buns.
Loved ones.
Show them that sticky bun.
Maybe talk about the presents if you get some time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tuesday is Be Humble Day and National Margarita Day. I don't think those go hand in hand.
I don't think so.
Only when you're talking about...
Not that we know a lot about margaritas.
No, but I just don't think you can be very humble whilst drinking a margarita. I think that's the biggest brag you can have.
Drinking a margarita?
Yeah.
Why?
That's a good point. Maybe they offset it that way.
I feel like they did.
Yeah.
All right. So Wednesday's for the dogs. We've been talking a lot about animals. We'll keep that going. National Dog Biscuit Day.
Dog Biscuit Day?
Yeah.
Is that like a biscuit for the
dog? I think it's like a dog treat.
A biscuit made
out of dog.
Oh, okay.
I just had to bring that up.
Just like trying the pig, you got to try a little dog every
time. I don't think so.
In Japan, it's the emperor's birthday. Happy birthday, emperor. I don't know what your name is.
Sure, you do a great job over there with all you do.
I think they do. They have quite a good economy.
I know.
And,
they
have really good manga.
Good, good sports. They always do well in the Olympics.
Thursday is National Chili Day. Speaking of, Kevin Bumgarner, I think his name is, from The Office, There's a page that I follow, and if you make a really good chili, he'll taste it for you on National Chili
Day. Yeah, because he dropped the chili on the show one time. Yeah.
National Chocolate Covered Nut Day.
Oh, dude, those are my favorite, bro.
I love chocolate covered nuts.
The almonds.
I need a macadamia.
Macadamia, chocolate. Chocolates and nuts just go
together. Chocolate and nut just goes together.
Exactly.
National Clam Chowder Day as well.
Never had that
one. I've never had clam chowder.
I feel like it's a thing.
East Coast people really love it, but I don't. I feel like East Coast people really just like seafood because they have pride in the
fact. Yeah, I like Maryland and like crab cakes and stuff.
Yeah. It's like, no, that's gross, but.
I feel like it's like
an coastal
region, you know? Yeah. It's like out there, it's like the fish, crab, lobster, whatever. On like the Japan West Coast, they got, you know, the fish, the sushi. Mm-hmm. And even in like the South, you got the crab boils. And
what do we have in Utah?
I need a crab boil.
What is Utah famous for?
Utah is actually really famous for its breads. Like, you know, like a Mormon muffin?
Oh, yeah.
Really? I would say like salt and potatoes.
Probably.
I would say like cheesy potatoes.
I'd say potatoes is more Idaho.
No, but cheesy potatoes.
Anything you could find at a Utah funeral.
I was just going to say.
Funeral
potatoes. Funeral or wedding reception.
The worst part about dying in Utah is you can't have the food at your funeral.
Exactly.
Saturday is Carnival Day. And this is hard to say. Can you say sword swallowers
day? Sword swallowers day.
Sword swallowers day.
Swallow that sword. At the carnival.
Don't cut your throat. It hurts.
They actually, most of the time, they don't actually swallow the swords. Most of the time, it's a stiff blade until, like, you know those bracelets?
That like a slap bracelet?
Yeah, and then you slap it and it curls. That's how most of the
people do it.
Except for some
people. I feel like that would still make you gag.
Yeah, like, no, be like, it doesn't even go into your throat. It goes into your mouth. But some of them do actually do it. I saw a video of an x-ray of a person doing it, and you could see the blade go through his throat, down his esophagus, and down into the middle of his stomach.
Don't try this on Saturday.
And for Sunday, don't try that on Saturday, but on Sunday, it is National Kahlua Day. So go get you some Kahlua pork. I think Mo Betta's in Riverdale has Kahlua pig.
Go swallow a sword and eat some pork.
Yeah, heal your throat with some Kahlua. All right, get those chocolate covered nuts and have a great days of the week.
Days of the week. Days of the week. Days of the week. Days of the week.
Welcome back, everybody. We don't really have many ideas for how to end this pod since there's only three of us, but I think we have a pretty good one here. We're going to try to prank call some just random people, some fans of the pod, some of the Fishboat fam, try to sell them car insurance, and once they're sold on our best insurance advice, they're going to drop some knowledge on you guys. So, yeah,
full ad lib.
Yeah. So I'm going to call Dallin Woodbury first because he's a huge fan of the pod. He's listened to everyone that I know of. We might call our host with the most. We might call some other people. So let's
see where it takes us.
See what happens.
While we're waiting on these phones to ring, let me just remind you to visit the Hogle Zoo. Yes. Salt Lake City, Utah has the best array of animals, bugs, reptiles. Hello? Oh, hey, Dallin. So I am getting into a newer position at my work today, and I was wondering if you'd want to help me sell some car insurance today.
What?
Do you want to buy some car insurance for me? It's only like $50 per, I don't know, every liquid station I sell. So if, I don't know.
You can sell the car insurance selling to other people to sell.
Yeah. So, like, if I sell, I'm going to sell you the liquid station for $50. And then once you have that, you could just resell it for as however much you want. I just get $25 for every $50 liquid station I sell.
I think I'm okay.
All right. Well,
okay.
I just want you to know that you're being prank called and you're on Facebook! Do you have anything you want to say on Fishboat Podcast today, Dallin?
I love my mom.
You love your mom.
And my brother.
Yeah.
Playing Fortnite right now.
That's awesome. Go get the dub for us, Fishboat fam. We love you, Dallin. Family.
Yeah. I got it.
Bye.
I'll tell him.
Okay.
Nice.
That was a great call with Dallin, one of our favorite fam members. He's missing half of his foot.
What if Max says something that we don't want him to say?
Yeah, we're going to call quite a dangerous person now, Max Draney. He says some questionable things sometimes, so let's hope that he doesn't say anything awful on our podcast.
Here you go.
I'm a little nervous.
Ringing him up.
And while we're waiting for this, remember to follow all of our social medias at Fishboat Podcast, and we're about to drop a new website, so keep your eye out for that.
Merchandise coming soon.
Merchandise coming very soon. Sweatbands, underwear, and leggings.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll just be our first wave.
A couple of socks.
Maybe. Maybe just one pair of
water
socks.
Water bottles. Keychains.
Keychains.
Toiletries.
Let us know what you
toilet
want.
Toilet paper with the logo on it.
Doesn't look like Max Draney's going to pick up. How about you call who you're going to call?
Yeah. I was going to call a long time.
Hi, this is Max. Leave me a message.
No. Oh, he doesn't want some goodness.
We'll leave a good message.
Yeah.
Hey, trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty. I'm selling great insurance premiums, only $15 per premium. And you look like you could get 15 premiums for sure. So just hit me back when you have a chance. Thank you.
We're going to go now call Jacob Criddle, one of the SBOs over at Bonneville High School. Speaking of Bonneville High School, they just recently won the men's basketball region championship.
Region 5 champions.
First time in 18 years 18. For this.
Hello?
Hey, so I'm selling lotion, and I was wondering if you wanted to, like, test some out, and maybe if you really liked it, you could, like, sell it with me, and, like, you could
lotion?
Sell the... Yeah, lotion. Like hand lotion. Yeah. What do you think?
Maybe.
Okay, put some thought into that and just spread the word. I mean, we're trying to grow this business of ours.
Who is we?
You're on the podcast right now.
What do you have to say for the fam right now?
Come eat at Criddle's Cafe, open from 7 to 1:30.
Support your local businesses and restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Is Criddle's Cafe a sponsor?
Yeah, Criddle's Cafe is a sponsor.
Free promotions from now on.
Okay, bye, Jacob.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, go reach out to Criddle's Cafe. They have amazing breakfast foods, and they're an amazing
diet. Make sure
you're
supporting local, especially in times like this.
Truly.
Yeah.
All right. We love you, fam. Those are some crank calls.
And welcome back to the Ryan Argues.
Today, it'll be Coleman versus Ryan. And the first topic we'll get right into now. Should men wear skinny jeans? Coleman, what side are you going to...
What?
Should it be illegal for man to wear skinny jeans? I apologize, I just got corrected. Coleman, what side are you arguing?
Absolutely. Oh my goodness. Men in skinny jeans, it's not right.
It's not.
If you want to wear some slimmer clothing, stick with joggers. And that's it. No skinny jeans. No yoga pants. Next thing you know, men are going to be wearing yoga pants. And I don't know if we can handle that as a society. Ryan?
Ryan will be arguing for... Against, actually.
So, basically, people should be able to wear what they want. We shouldn't make it illegal for someone to wear something. It is a violation of their First Amendment rights, actually, and the right to express themselves. But also, what's the problem with wearing skinny jeans, you know? Is it really that offensive to you that they can't wear skinny jeans?
It doesn't offend me. It just makes me uncomfortable when you're sitting next to a guy and you just skinny jeans and...
So,
I don't know. It just doesn't feel right.
Do you think people should go to jail for making you uncomfortable?
No, they should get it. They should get a warning. They should get a warning that they're stepping out of line. And then once they've got a couple of warnings racked up, then they can go to. Then we can work all that out. It's not a first offense type of thing. I mean,
so how many times can someone make you uncomfortable before they go to jail?
Well, I feel like after a couple of times, it's not so much that they're making me uncomfortable. It's the fact that they're blatantly disobeying their warnings that they've been issued.
But why should they get warnings for just wearing clothes?
Everyone, come on now. Men in skinny jeans, this is not right. We're making...
What's not right about it?
It's just not right.
It's
indescribable. You can't describe it. It's like describing a color. You just can't describe what a color looks like.
All right, Coleman's got one more argument, and Ryan has two more arguments, and then this section will be over, and you will be able to vote on the Fishboat Instagram on who you decide has won.
Men, Ryan? Start your argument.
Ryan, go first. Basically, men should be able to wear what they want, and people shouldn't go to jail for making others uncomfortable.
There we go. Skinny jeans are just not for dudes. They make me uncomfortable. They make everyone uncomfortable. No one else is brave enough to say it, but they all are thinking it.
Ryan with the rebuttal?
Overall, they only make certain people uncomfortable, and if you're a part of that certain people, we shouldn't change the laws or restrict a person's freedom to make you less uncomfortable.
But skinny jeans will restrict your movement. And was I not supposed to talk?
He wasn't supposed to talk.
Dang it, gosh.
Coleman gets deducted points.
Dang it.
All right, on to our next subject. Should the bagel be flavored? What is it, Coleman? I don't remember.
We have another one. We have three.
Oh.
So, should you flavor your bagels or your cream cheese? So, for example, you have a blueberry bagel and you put plain cream cheese on it, or do you have a plain bagel and you put
blueberry cream cheese? So, having this as Coleman's argument, Ryan will get to choose which side he is on.
Okay. I think you should flavor the bagel.
You think you should flavor the bagel?
Yep.
Well, come on. The cream cheese is the fat. Fat, we know from nutrition 10-20 class.
True.
Is it carries flavor better. Bagels are a carb. They don't carry the flavor as well. So when you put that extra flavoring in the cream cheese, it just gives
this
it more.
Is too much.
Too much. That's the bagel's there to just balance it all out.
I just have to disagree because you can't get the same kind of texture, the same depth of flavor, or any of the breadth of the variety in the palette of the flavor. Because you can't bake a cream cheese, you know? But you can bake bread. And that baking pulls out extra nuanced flavors.
Heat rises.
Yes, but here, let me rebuttal your rebuttal by stating that when you bake a bread, you're not getting it fresh out of the oven where those blueberry flavors are just sitting there waiting to be eaten. Mm. Cream cheese is going to be sitting in that freezer section. Cream cheese doesn't stay good for very long. And so you got to buy it right when it turns into cream cheese. And so those fresh flavors are right in there. And so you just got to, it just packs it in.
All right. Mm-hmm. Vote who you agree. Vote who you think won on the Fishboat Instagram. With one final deciding argument, we have this. Does the person in the middle seat of an airplane get to get both armrests? See, I've never been on an airplane. I don't know what that scenario is like, but I assume if you bought the seat at an equal price all throughout the row, you should get an equal amount of armrests. So I think one per is just fine unless someone is, I don't know, ill, pregnant, injured, any of the above. But that's just mine. This is Ryan's argument, so Coleman will get to pick what he wants to argue for or against.
Yes, I believe that the person in the middle seat should get both armrests, and here's why. Let me tell you right now.
Let me hear it.
On the outside have the aisle. The people on the very inside have the window they can look out of, and they have that outside armrest there. The person in the middle, all they have is the tray that comes down. They have no entertainment. They can't talk to people. They can't look out the window. They deserve a little extra. They get both armrests.
Let me tell you. Fair. In the vast majority of airplanes, there's three armrests per three chairs. Each chair has one armrest. And that armrest is on the right. So the armrest will be on the person's right. So if three people in three chairs have three armrests and it's all on the right, everyone gets the right armrest and it is spread equally. I don't think we should factor in things like window and talking, especially on the airplane.
I feel that airplanes are kind of discriminatory because you only have three per three seats. Why aren't there two? Why isn't an airplane making the experience of being on an airplane more accompanying?
I agree with that. We should want to fly on planes.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a stressful situation to get on an airplane and travel somewhere, especially when you're paying the prices of what? I think airplane tickets go upwards of $200 nowadays. They're extremely expensive for an experience that I don't think values the customer's time.
I agree. We can put a man on the moon, but we can't make flying a luxurious endeavor.
We can, just for a stupid price. Why should Jeff Bezos get a better flying experience than I?
Well, the thing is, at that point, you're paying for jet fuel, you're paying for space, you're paying for the environmental damage that jets do to the Earth.
But what space do you have? I understand jet fuel, but I feel that's a part of the cost. What? Why should your comfort on that plane be a part of,
because
taken away?
In order for the plane to fly effectively, right, you need to have however X amount of jet fuel.
Yeah.
So all the passengers get together, and if you spread out the seats, you're going to have less people paying, so you have to charge more prices for the seats. So in order to get more people on a plane to where they want to go, you have to shrink the seats down in order to pay for the jet fuel to get them there.
I'm not complaining about the seat size. The size is fine. I feel they could be bigger, but I understand the dynamics of it all. I just don't understand why we can't have two armrests.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever been inside, like, seen an airplane? It looks like a prison in there. No one wants to, like, you walk in that place and you're like, I don't want to spend the next 4 hours of my life on this thing. They need to make it more comforting, despite the fact that obviously you got to cram a lot of people in there. They got to make it more welcoming when you step on that airplane.
I just wonder why you have to cram so many people in one airplane. I feel like it'd be more cost efficient to just have, I don't know.
It would definitely be more cost efficient for the airplane managers if they were just like, okay, 10 seats per airplane, but then at that point, in order to
you'd
pay for it, you'd be paying like $15,000 for a single ticket.
What were we even talking
I'm
about?
Not saying, I'm not saying 10 seats. I'm saying about how many people are on an airplane at that time? What?
100?
Uh-huh. You don't have to have 100 people on a plane at a time, I don't feel. I feel you could have 50 people manage the comfortability. Increase the prices a little bit, but not to
you're
the
gonna
point
have to
that
double.
It's...
You're gonna have to double the price.
Why would
of
you
ticket?
Have to double?
Because if you have 100 people on a plane and you shrink that number
that's
to 50,
well,
and
you
spread it out, you double the price.
Why can't you just shrink the plane? Because then you have to have less fuel. You get more
ooh,
people.
That makes you get smaller commercial planes.
But then
let's talk about that.
That's just like boom. It's the same cramped like environment.
No, but
and
I feel
same
like with
comfort,
less people,
just smaller planes.
I feel that's where private jets come in. Is they're just smaller and more luxurious. I just don't understand people's reasoning for wanting to do anything but road trip because I feel it's the same experience, longer time. I get it, it's more draining. I don't know.
Road trip to Europe, huh?
Road trip to Europe.
From
just
Utah.
Take a, your road trip
just
to
take
Europe.
A yacht.
Road trip to the moon.
Just take a quick boat ride. I don't know. Well, vote on Instagram who you agree won. I don't know what that argument really was. Just cancel airplanes.
For sure.
We were. What's up, fam? I've got a special guest just for this pod. Your host with the most, Fisher Boatcut.
What's up, fam? What's up, Fishboat fam? Thanks, guys. I'm so sorry I couldn't make it today, but I want you guys to still know that I all love you so much, and you're always in my heart and in my mind, and I can't wait to talk to you guys next week.
Oh, we miss him so much. Hopefully he rests in peace.
We don't.
Bye, Fisher.
This, man.
We don't.
Bye.
Fishboat fam, we'd like to close out this podcast with our deepest love, our deepest condolences. We love you all, and we hope you had an amazing Valentine's, and you will have an amazing President's Day. I hope you will enjoy the three-day weekend wherever you are, and we can't wait to have all of our hosts back telling us about all their amazing stories on their trips. We love you, Fishboat fam. Let's send it off the right way. Episode 19.
Download the Domino.
Oh, no.
It's okay. It's okay.
Just keep going.
Nah,
just, you can't
late.
Revive
it's...
it. I'll drop a beat.
Yeah. Goodbye for now. I like cow. Love to the fam.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I like ham.
Yup. I'm about to go ham. Give me them yams and I'ma show you how to jam.
Greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes,
ham,
yams.
Shout out Sam in Florida.
Ham.
Shout
Sam.
Out. Shout out Fisher skiing with his girlfriend.
Shout out Jake.
At a something. Hockey game.
Shout out love the fam.
Mark McGuire's thighs, episode 19.